Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Allie on the Run show. I'm your host, Allie Feller, and this is episode 34. I'm recording this today fresh off my trip to Las Vegas. I was in Vegas for 4 days. Well, 2 full days, but for 3 nights. I don't know. It was there Thursday to Sunday. And the reason for the trip was I was fulfilling a lifetime dream. I finally went and saw Celine Dion perform live at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, and she was just as incredible as you would imagine. I assume everyone listening here and everyone in the world is a Celine Dion fan. So highly recommend her show. She's heading out on tour in Europe now, and then she'll be back at Caesars in the fall. So I had an amazing time, and I'm not here to do the full recap of the Vegas trip. That'll be up on my blog, Allie on the Run, later this week. But one thing that I noticed when I was out in Vegas, I went for a run. Actually, I went for 3 runs. I was out there with my friend Laura Ann, and she's also a runner. We met at November Project, and I've mentioned before that I've been sick lately. My Crohn's disease is still flaring, unfortunately. But it was Laura's first time in Vegas, and in my opinion, the best way to see the Vegas Strip is to run it. So we planned to just kind of do our best and get out for runs each morning to see the Strip, and I was fine. The amazing thing about Las Vegas is that there are so many casinos and they're open 24 hours a day, so there are a ton of public restrooms and most of them are very clean. So thank you, Las Vegas, for that. You treated me very well on my various bathroom stops. But one thing I noticed since I've been running without my watch so much now is that when Lorianne and I were running, every time we came to a stop or went up a flight of stairs, because you have to do a lot of those overpasses when you're running in Vegas, she would stop her watch and start it and stop and start and stop and start. And I noticed the beeping and I was like, man, I'm really happy to be free of that right now. I've talked before about how I used to be so obsessed with my Garmin. And as nice as it is to know, like I liked at the end of our run, I liked knowing how far we had run just because it's kind of fun to know. I'm not training for anything right now. I'm just trying to run what I can when I can. But I just noticed the constant beeping and I was like, oh man, that used to be me not all that long ago. And it's so funny because it makes you seem like a crazy person. Laura is not a crazy person, but the constant on, off, stop, start. I was like, you seem insane. But I think as runners, that's kind of something that bonds us, whether it's overstarting and stopping our watches, whether it's running a lap of our block so that we can hit an even number on our mileage for the day, whether it's the way we obsessed over the perfect fueling or the perfect amount of water we drink during a race, or, you know, we all have our quirks. That's something I love about runners, and it's something I'm totally guilty of myself. I've been to Las Vegas 4 times now, and every time I've been, running has been a part of the trip. The first time I went to Vegas was to run the Las Vegas Half Marathon when it was still a morning race. So of course I ran then. The second time I went to Las Vegas was again to run the half. That was when it was a night race and I was trying to PR and that didn't work out. I've talked about that plenty on this show. And the third time I went was for my friend's bachelorette party, and when everyone was sleeping in the morning, I wanted to get up and run the Strip because I loved it so much. I really like Las Vegas. I enjoy running there in the morning. So I ran there that time, and then most recently, of course, I was there with Laura, and it was nice being there with a running buddy and getting to explore the city that way. So each time I've been to Vegas, I've been a very different runner. The first time I was like brand new to running, definitely didn't have a watch, everything was just fun, and I ran the race and that was it. I didn't care about running beyond that. By the second time, I was a totally crazy runner. That was a low point in my running career because that was when I had like a total emotional breakdown when the race didn't go my way. The third time, I was training for a marathon and I was running really high mileage. I think I ran like a 60 mile week when I was in Vegas that time, and that's a lot for me. And this time I got to just chill, and that was really nice, and I'm really happy to be at a place in my life where that's my relationship with running. And the beauty of running is that your relationship with it changes constantly and it evolves, and no 2 runs are ever the same. And it got me thinking about my history as a runner. And so I thought that because Wednesday, June 7th, that is this Wednesday, is Global Running Day, I wanted to talk about the reasons that I run and what it took for me to start calling myself a runner. Now, I'm not normally big into the national days, mostly just because I feel like every single day is a national some kind of food day. I swear National Donut Day happens like 42 times a year. So you know, there's an oversaturation in the National Food Days, but I'm on board with Global Running Day. I remember the first time I heard about Global Running Day, which was in 2011. And I always remember because 2011 was the year that I say that I really became a runner. So first, what is Global Running Day? Well, it's my understanding that it's a day for runners to go for a run and then post on Instagram about it. The hashtag is Global Running Day, by the way. But Global Running Day is an initiative trying to get lots and lots of people out running, whether it's a mile, whether it's 20 miles, and to just encourage and celebrate the sport of running. Obviously, I am all for that. I look forward to a very popular day for running photos on Wednesday and people sharing their running stories, which I love. I love hearing about how people got started running. Obviously, I love that. That's what this whole show is mostly about. So it was 2011 that I first heard about Global Running Day. I think it was called National Running Day at the time. And that was the year that I first started calling myself a runner. I remember that because I had actually been running for a couple years. I started running in 2008, and I've shared my running story here already, I know. But that was the year that I started training for my first marathon. And let me say, you do not have to run 26.2 miles to be a runner or to be a serious runner or a real runner or all these terms we kind of hear but that I think are total BS. I think, and I know a lot of people agree with me, that if you run, you are a runner. There's no complicated definition there. And I could be wrong, or maybe it's because I just surround myself with a lot of really nice, cool people. I've never heard someone say, well, she's not a real runner. And I think when we hear stories like that, that I think tends to come from within more than it comes from other people. And again, I could be wrong. This is based on my experience. You know, whether or not people see me walking down the street and think to themselves, oh, wow, she looks like a runner. I mean, probably not. They probably think, oh, wow, she has a booger coming out of her nose or something, like way less complimentary, but possibly accurate. I think that in order to be a runner, you need to be someone who runs and who calls themselves a runner. You can't wait for someone else to give you that label. And I know that for me, I started my blog in 2010. And that was when I had run a couple half marathons. And I really liked running. And I named my blog on a whim. I named it Allie on the Run. And I don't think that I really called myself a runner, though. So to me, that was just like a cute name for a blog. It wasn't, I'm Allie, I'm a runner, and I identify with this. It was just kind of like, yeah, sure, this sounds good. It wasn't until 2011, I was training for my first marathon, and I am pretty sure I've told this story before, but I used to see this same group of girls in Central Park every morning, and they were fast, and they were cool, and one day, I was finishing up my run as they were starting theirs, and they said, Allie, do you want to run a loop of the bridle path with us? This was in Central Park. And I was like, whoa, those cool, fast girls just asked me to run with them. They see me as a runner. I'm a runner. And that was it. I was a runner long before then, but that was the day that I felt like somehow validated because they saw me as a runner, because I was suddenly a girl in Central Park that people recognized as a runner. And it felt really cool and it felt really empowering. And I don't necessarily regret that I waited so long to call myself a runner. I don't think it necessarily changed the course of my life, which is turning out okay. But I would say that if you are someone who runs and you, for some reason, are hesitating to call yourself a runner, or you think that other people might not look at you as a real runner, like, get over that, because you're a runner. And runners are the best. It is no secret that I love runners. I love being a runner. I love talking about runners. I have a podcast about running, so obviously this is something I'm pretty passionate about. And I'm not the most competitive runner. I joke that I'm a hobby jogger because I am. No one's paying me to run. No one is expecting me to run any crazy times. Sometimes I train full out for me, whatever that means. And other times I just go out and kind of half-ass it, to be honest. But I love running. I am so grateful to get to run. I know that can sound cheesy, and I know that a big reason for that is because I have a chronic illness, because I have Crohn's disease, because I've had running taken away from me. It just makes me appreciate it so much now. And running has given me so much over the years. It has given me so much confidence. It has helped me find my strength. It's made me see the world. It's just something that, I know it sounds so cheesy, but I do really feel like running is always there for me. There are days that I can't run because I'm too sick, but I've learned to know that running will be there when I'm ready to come back. And I think that that's really special. And you can't say that about a lot of things. You can't say that about people. You can't say it about your job necessarily. You can lose your job. You can lose friends. But running for me is something that I know that I can always come back to. I don't always know when I'll be able to go back to it. But even when I'm sick, I try to remind myself that I am a runner, and it's something that gives me strength and gives me a lot of hope, which again, I know sounds a little bit cheesy, but I try to remember my last great run or think about when my next great run will be. And so that's what I'm thinking about right now. Today I'm not running, but I'm hoping to get out and run on Wednesday, which will be Global Running Day. But I'm not just going out to run so that I can have something to post on Instagram, because I'll be honest, I try to take the mid-run selfies, and I know everyone says, like, do it as a video and then you take a screenshot of the video. I know, I still feel crazy doing that, and it never really looks cool. It doesn't look natural. So that's what Brian's for. That's why I'm trying to get him into running, so he can take photos while we run. I'm kidding, but also that would be great if he could just follow me around and take lots of running photos, because I love people's amazing running photos, like in front of the sunrise. I'll be running on Wednesday. I hope to support Global Running Day and to be part of the running community. But that's not the only reason I run. I run to stay sane. I know everyone says that, and I know a very common thing to say is running is therapy, and I have opinions there. I think running can certainly be a huge factor in helping gain mental strength and being an amazing emotional release. It's definitely that for me. Does it replace therapy? No, but it can be very helpful. So I say running helps me very much stay sane. I can be a real mean girl if I haven't gotten for my run, just because it's time for me, and it's time to kind of, I love running in the morning because it's such a great way to start my day. But when I'm not feeling well, I really thrive in the afternoons or the evenings. That's just a better time for my stomach. And I've come to really enjoy evening runs. It's so nice to kind of wind down with the day, and you have, your work is mostly behind you. It's not like, oh, I have the whole day waiting for me. It's kind of like, no, my day is done. Now I get to do this thing for myself. So I used to feel so much glory in being a morning runner. Like, I definitely thought I was better than everyone else because I ate 6 miles for breakfast, or like whatever I used to post, I'm sure. But now I think that just anytime you can get out and run is the best time ever to go for a run. If you can get out for a lunchtime run, that's a nice way to break up the day. It's better than sitting at your desk eating a sad desk lunch, says the girl who works from home and just ate taco meat out of Tupperware in her pajamas. Yay, I'm living the dream. But really, running helps me stay sane. It helps me be a better wife, be a better dog mom, be a better friend. And just having that time for me is really important. But it's also my favorite way to spend time with other people. I think I mentioned on here that for my birthday this year, I'm never one to throw myself a birthday party. It's just, I'll go to yours, but it's like not really my style. I feel weird throwing myself a birthday party. But this year I sent an email to my friends and I was like, hey, my birthday is, it was on a Saturday this year. So I was like, I'm going to be running in Central Park the morning of my birthday. I would love it if you could join me. And that was it. Granted, my friends then showed up with party hats and necklaces and beads and a giant balloon in the letter A that they said I had to run with, which I did. And it was insane, but obviously so much fun. And so running is also my favorite way to hang out with people. I would so much rather catch up over a run than go to happy hour. We can do that after. But I love that it's free. I mean, we say it's free. How much do we spend on shoes and gear and all that? But in theory, running is probably cheaper than going to happy hour, or definitely going to happy hour every day. I used to not run with people. I used to be really self-conscious about running with other people, and I didn't want to slow people down. I was embarrassed to say I would have to stop and use the bathroom, which I pretty much always do. And I didn't want to slow people down, or I was afraid. I was just worried about every little thing, like what side of you should I stand on? How close should we be to each other? Should we talk or are we quiet? Like just all the crazy things you worry about before you actually just go and do something. So I love running with friends now. It makes the miles fly by. I pretty much can't get through a longer run without my friends now, which is a great skill. It's kind of lacking in the strength department there, but I love, love, love that running can be alone time, but that it can also be such an incredible way to spend time with friends and to catch up. And I think most people listening are runners, and I think we can all admit that we are willing to share things on the run that we would probably not say otherwise. Raise your hands if you've been for a run and you've talked to your friends about poop. I know that I talk about it all the time, but every single one of my runner friends has a poop story. I'm sure of it, and I've heard about most of them within the first few miles of running with someone. So cheers to opening up over many miles and lots of really good sweat. I love that. I also run, of course, this is obvious, but I run for health and fitness. I used to have a pretty disordered relationship with running. I can finally admit that now. I very much lived in denial. And if you were one of the kind people who commented on my blog back in the day being like, Allie, I don't think you have a healthy relationship with running. And I was like, shut up. I just love it. I'm really sorry. I just needed to see it for myself. But I used to very much have an exercise addiction that was very unhealthy. And it took me a long time to get past that and to have a healthy relationship. And we're going to talk about that on an upcoming episode with an actual professional, which I'm super excited about. So you're not just hearing from me. But now I'm at a place where I see running as a really good thing I do for myself and not as a way to burn off whatever I just ate or I'm about to eat. It's no longer like, well, I need to run 6 miles because then I'm burning around 600 calories. I was never a calorie counter. I never tracked my food really, but I definitely didn't think that certain runs were worth my while because it wasn't effective enough. Like, why only run 3 miles? You're barely even burning enough calories. Or like it was just really cyclical, and I got in kind of a rough place with it, and I didn't take rest days, and I really, really beat up my body. And on the one hand, I did always love running. It's been one of my favorite things to do since I started, pretty much. And so it's hard for me to not want to take time off from that, but it's not anymore. Now it's like I get to run 4 days a week, let's say, and on the other days I do other things. I do yoga, I go to a spin class, I take a day off. You can take a day off, it's okay. It's actually really wonderful and helps your runs be better. So I like running now because it feels like a gift I'm giving myself, but that sounds... I just keep getting cheesier. I'm sorry, but I do. I feel like running is a nice mental and physical treat to myself. And I am perfectly content to go out for a 2 or a 3 mile run these days. There's no more like, oh, a run less than 6 miles isn't worth it. It helps that I'm not training for anything right now. And of course, when I'm training for a race, I do try to get in whatever mileage my training plan says. But to just have a healthier relationship with running now is really freeing. Again, it goes back to the starting and the stopping of the Garmin. And like when I do run with my watch, I'm not like, oh, I really wanted to be under a 9-minute mile pace and I ran a 9:06 and like now my day is ruined. It took a long time and it's good to be in a much more chill and laid back place with running right now. But I also love that running is a really great way to push myself. It is no secret that I am all about 5Ks right now. Well, right now I'm kind of all about like bathroom stops. But in the healthier moments, I cannot get enough of the 5K distance. I love racing 5Ks. I love racing the mile too. Okay, I've only raced the mile once, but I love doing like 400 meter repeats on the track. I love just pushing myself for a couple minutes and then being done, but feeling totally exhausted. And that's just I'm a firm believer that you don't have to run a marathon to be a runner. You don't have to do a 20 mile long run on a Saturday to feel satisfied and victorious, because you can go out and run a 5K, run a mile, whatever, and you can feel exhausted and just thrilled in a totally different way. And that's something that I hadn't really experienced until the last year or so when I raced a mile and started getting more into 5Ks. But it's like just as it starts to hurt and you think you're gonna barf and maybe die or have a heart attack, it's over and you're done. And you can do another one the next weekend if you want. It beats you up, but not in the same way that it has the wear and tear of a half marathon or definitely of a marathon. And I can't speak to ultra marathoners because I'm not one and you people are crazy. Though I will say, as much as I have no desire to run a marathon this year, there's a part of me that at some point in my life, I would like to do a 50 miler. I think that's an attainable-ish goal for me, but we'll see. That's not anytime soon. So I love being able to push myself through running and see what I'm capable of. And as much as I just talked about being so chill and laid back about running, I also like that running helps me feel in control sometimes. I'm never fully in control of my running because my stomach definitely controls my running. And most runners know no two runs are ever the same. You can have the worst run of your life followed by the best run of your life. You can have a day where an 8:30 pace feels like a breeze, and then a day where you feel like you're sprinting and you're doing an 11:45 pace. It's just kind of the beauty of running, and I think that's what keeps it fun and exciting and keeps that roller coaster ride in action. But running is something that when life feels really crazy, knowing that I can get out for a run helps me feel a little bit in control. As a freelancer, it's nice to be able to say you work for yourself, but I really don't work for myself. I work for all of my clients and the people I write for and my editors. And so I am not totally in control of my life sometimes. I rely a lot on the sources I use in stories, for example. So when I get an assignment from my editor, I need to track down the source. I need to get an expert interview. I need to compile all these moving parts. And you can't always force 6 doctors to get back to you. They have patients. They can't drop what they're doing to talk to some women's health and fitness writer. So I get a little bit stressed out with that sometimes when I'm not totally in control of what I'm doing. That's no secret. But running is a nice way to feel in control at least a little bit, or at least in terms of being able to say, today I will get out for a run, and just doing your best from there. Once I get out the door, there's a lot I can't control, especially right now. But it does help me feel like I have some semblance of control over my life. So that's another reason I run. There are, of course, the obvious reasons to run. To get fresh air, to get vitamin D, which mine is very low. I did an inside tracker test a couple months ago, and it was like, ooh, vitamin D, red zone, alert, danger, warning, do not pass go, do not move, you need more vitamin D, you're probably dying, you have SARS. I think that was what my results said. I should go back and reread them. But I do have very low vitamin D, which is apparently very common in runners, despite all the time we spend outside running. But I love fresh air. I love using running as a way to explore. When I go on vacation, when I travel, running is my favorite way to see what's around. I would so much rather do that by foot than be in a car. I remember going for a run in Hawaii after Brian and I got engaged, and I ran 13 miles that day because I was just staring at my diamond on my hand the whole time in a very, like, I'm not afraid to admit that. I was so excited to be engaged to Brian, and I just remember I would run and I would stop and I would just like stare at my hand like, oh my gosh, this is happening, and like pretended to take photos of my Garmin on my wrist, but really it was because I like had a new piece of shiny jewelry in the photo. So running is a great way to see the world. I've loved running in different places when I travel, or, you know, whether that's in Hawaii or just in a weekend in Vermont, which, by the way, Vermont is one of my favorite places to run. Not so much the hilly parts, but the waterfront in Burlington, Vermont is one of my favorite places to run. I do that once a year on Labor Day, and it's one of my favorite runs. I love running because it's a great time to listen to music. I am very into Carly Rae Jepsen's new song right now. I like listening to podcasts on the run, obviously. And then there's the mental side. So I run because running either helps me process my emotions or ignore them. There are days that I have cried for the duration of a run. Like, I remember it was actually not all that long ago. Brian, I don't know if he listens to this all the time. I don't think so. But Brian and I got in a fight a couple weeks ago because, yeah, we fight. And I have no idea what it was about. So I'm pretty sure things are fine now. But it was like a Sunday afternoon. We got in one of those like blow up fights. Just, I'm sure a million like couples counselors would say I'm wrong here. But every now and then it feels good to just kind of like blow up and vent and let things out. And it was one of those days. And I remember just crying and putting on my running shoes in the middle of our fight and slamming the door and going for a run and just kind of crying. And then I came back and I felt better. And again, if you're a therapist and you're listening, you're probably like, oh, that's not the right way to process things. But I came back just like with my head a little bit clearer and better able to see what we were actually talking about instead of just being super heated. I know you probably shouldn't leave in the middle of an argument or whatever, but it worked. I came back and I felt so much better, and we were obviously fine since I have no idea what that fight was about. Probably had to do with like making the bed or buying toilet paper, and I made it into something much more. Brian, if you're listening, I love you. So running also, sometimes I'll come back from a run and I'll be like, what did I just think about on my run? Because I will just think about nothing. I'll listen to music or a podcast or something and I think about nothing. So it's either a great way for me to really process what's going on or really ignore it. And I think probably a lot of runners can relate to that. And then similarly, but differently, great transition, Allison. I love that running is a time for me to be alone, but it's also my favorite community to be a part of. Anyone who thinks running is a solitary activity, and it certainly can be, I think it's a team sport. I think that whether you're on an actual team and you're competitive and you run together and you train together and you go to races together, and I am a part of a team, I run with November Project, and it's so wonderful and welcoming and supportive. Or if you're just part of the community, that's a team too. The running community as a whole is a really wonderful, supportive place. And I think that no matter your skill level, no matter your level of involvement, no matter your pace, your ability, your size, shape, age, gender, I think that anyone can find their people in the running community. And I love that. I look at the people that I've met through running, and I've talked to a lot of them on this show, that they're so different and they have such different backgrounds and they have different abilities and different things to offer. And they have really different perspectives, that someone who runs a 6-minute pace can have so much more, you know, concern about their pace and speed than someone who's running a 14-minute pace and is on top of the world. And I think that in that way, we all have so much to learn from each other and can help each other grow. And I just love running so much. Happy Global Running Day. But seriously, the running community is my favorite. It's unlike any community I've ever been part of in my life. I didn't play team sports growing up. I was a dancer and I was on a dance team. And so I had that, but running is so different, because running, when you're on a dance team, it's all about precision. It's all about doing the same thing, looking the same. Like, look at the Rockettes. You know, that's kind of what I did in college, but a little bit different. And it's all about being the same as everyone next to you. And I love that the running community is the opposite of that, in that it thrives by everyone being so different and having something unique to offer and bringing a fresh perspective to it. So to everyone listening who's part of the running community, thank you for enriching my life and giving me something to talk about and be a part of. And I was always kind of jealous of the girls on the soccer team who would like braid each other's hair before games. And the last time I ran a race, I was in the starting corral with my girlfriends and we were braiding each other's hair. So life comes full circle, I guess. I just never got to wear those shin guards, which I thought were pretty cool. Those are all the reasons that I run and love running so much. And to all the new runners out there, I commend you and I give you a million high fives, and I'm like forming a cheer tunnel with my jazz hands right now for you to run through, because a part of me, as much as I love where I'm at with running right now, sometimes I am so envious of new runners, because there's so much excitement on your first run, even if you're gasping for air and you think you're dying and you think it's the worst and that there will never be a second run. Being a new runner is really special. There are so many milestones to celebrate. Everything's new and fresh, and you get to progress so fast, even if it doesn't always feel like it. And so to all the new runners out there, stick with it. You're doing a great job. Call yourself a runner. If you've been for one run, you're a runner. Embrace it. My favorite thing in the world is Ellie, my dog. But other than that, one of my favorite things is when my non-runner, quote, there's quotes around that, when my non-runner friends tell me that they've gone for a run or have signed up for a race. So to my friend Scott Wormser, the day that you sent me an email saying that you had signed up for a half marathon was the best. Michael Ann Bailey, one of my very best friends, we used to work together at Dance Spirit. I know I've talked about her quite a bit. She signed up to run a 4-mile race in Central Park that happened to be the first race I had ever run a few years prior. And we got to run the entire thing together side by side. And watching her experience her first race was so fun for me. That was still one of my favorite races of all time. Shout out to Brian, who of course is like my number one supporter, greatest fan, even with that Sunday fight that we had months ago, weeks ago, whatever that was about. Soon after Brian and I met, he was not a runner and he went out and bought a pair of running shoes and signed up for a half marathon. Oh, Brian, you're the best. My friend Candace was on the show. Candace, who resisted running for so long, and now she just ran the Boston Marathon. Shout out to Jenny, Jeff, and Maggie, my former coworkers at Dance Spirit, who Jenny does ultra marathons now. Like, when I worked at Dance Spirit, I felt like the lone wolf. People were like, whoa, running? Like, what is that? Because we were in the dance industry. No one ran. And now they all run, and I love they're all on Strava, and they send me pictures of their runs. And I'm like, oh, why couldn't you guys have run when I still worked there? We could have had, like, the most color coordinated running crew ever with our costume closet. Anyway, to all the new runners, I love hearing about people starting running and racing. It's so encouraging and it's so fun to progress and experience running for the first time. Finally, I want to say good luck to everyone who is racing this weekend. Racing, don't be intimidated by racing. I know, you don't have to race to be a runner. Again, all these disclaimers, but racing is a really special way to see the running community out in full force and to just feel the excitement from the sidelines. If you are in New York City, the New York Roadrunners Mini 10K is this weekend. It is one of my all-time favorite races. I'm hoping to run. I'm signed up. Of course, it'll be depending on how my stomach feels, but if I'm out there, I hope to be running. If not, I might be cheering. If I'm running, keep an eye out. Brian will be there with Ellie. Ellie would love to meet you all, so say hi if you see her. She'll be the cutest dog in the world, so that's how you'll recognize her. But to everyone running the Mini 10K, good luck, or to anyone running a race anywhere, and of course, wishing everyone a very happy Global Running Day. So that is a wrap on episode 34 of the Allie on the Run show. I know I kind of got a little all over the place there, but that's what happens when I talk about running and I get really excited. So as always, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you're able to get out and run on Wednesday, June 7th. It is Global Running Day. Use the hashtag Global Running Day and be sure to tag me. I'm at AllieOnTheRun1 on Instagram and Twitter. I would love to see your photos and give you some likes and virtual high fives. And let me know why you run. I just talked for a really long time about why I love running and what running does for me. I would love to hear about how you started running and what it's done for you as well. And then head over to Facebook. Be sure to check out and like and follow the all new Allie on the Run Facebook page, as well as Allie on the Run blog, which is AllieOnTheRunBlog.com. I will see you back here on Thursday. I'm super excited to be having the fabulous choreographer Mia Michaels from So You Think You Can Dance on that episode. So I'll see you back here on Thursday. Until then, have a great day and thanks for joining me on the run.